Well, praise the Lord. Give us a good rebirth. Why don't you stand up and just say hallelujah this morning? Say, yes, I'm so glad to be here. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Yes, it is. How many came to praise Jesus?
Praise him, praise him, praise him, praise him. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is a good God. Why don't you put your hands together?
Nice.
heaven blowing strong.
Blowing from heaven, blowing strong.
I spread my wings.
I spread my wings, you carry me.
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 I spread my wings, you
carry me. I spread my wings.
Hope y'all didn't turn that air down. Boy, it's getting a little hot in here. What does that thing say? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Isn't it good to be here on a Sunday morning? Amen. Well, it's, what day is it today? What's today? I like that. This is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. It's Father's Day. Amen. But we can have a biblical, amen, a biblical Father's Day. Everybody say a biblical Father's Day. Are we allowed just to decide what we teach on different days? Absolutely not. We have to teach or go in any area that God desires us to go into. Amen. And in studying, these are some scriptures that I believe the Holy Spirit has for us this morning. Amen. I want you to think about this. What is the greatest gift ever? And on a day like today, Father's Day, many gifts. I saw on CNN this morning, fathers were saying, we do not want any more boxers. No more boxers, and they don't want any more ties. Now, can we share
what Jesse Dickinson and I came up to as a good Father's Day gift. Okay, we don't have to if you don't want to. Now, Jesse Dickinson and I are going to sell. Next year, Jesse Dickinson and I are going into business. And we've come up with the perfect Father's Day gift that every father would want. It was a roll of duct tape. Amen. And he can use that on mothers. Amen. Or as much as he wants. You know, it just says, you know, somebody say amen. And how many of you fathers would just love some duct tape that they can use at their leisure throughout the year? Amen. I mean, somebody say Father's Day duct tape. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, we get you in trouble. But I tell you what, the greatest Father's Day gift, Jesus gave to us. Do you hear what I'm saying this morning? The greatest Father's Day gift, Jesus gave us his Father. On the greatest Father's Day that we could ever imagine, we all received a gift, and that was Jesus sharing his Father with us. We can get so whacked out and stringed out over things, you know, but we need to stay in the Word. Amen? And usually last Mother's Day, we studied mothers. How many of you were here for Mother's Day? Amen? But we studied biblical perspective of mothers. Amen? But I believe God wants us to celebrate Father's Day a little bit differently today. Amen? I think we need to celebrate God the Father this morning. Amen? Happy Father's Day, Dad, in Jesus' name. Amen? Hallelujah. Everybody's remembering the little bow ties and boxer shorts, but everybody's forgetting the Father of all things and Creator of all things, God the Father. In Psalm chapter 68, verse 5, this is the kind of Father that we're going to celebrate this morning. A father of the fatherless, a judge of the widows, is God in his holy habitation. Now I tell you what, this is a generation. If you'd look at Proverbs chapter 30, verse 11. This is that generation that curses their father and does not bless their mother. Now I want you to check out this also. Let's go on down to Proverbs 30, verse 17. The eye that mocketh at his father and despiseth to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pluck it out, and the young eagles shall eat it. My, 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 my. I tell you what, a gift that any father would want is just a son or a child, amen, that would make a difference, amen, that would allow that father to become a father, amen, and not just some kind of stud like a horse stud, amen, or breeding dog, amen. Fatherhood means more than just, amen, getting someone pregnant, amen. There's an anointing and there's a role and there's a responsibility to fatherhood. Do you hear me? There's something that God wants to accomplish out of that, amen. Now, I want to get on here, listen. Let's go, I'm just going to read some scriptures, and as the Holy Spirit leads us, we'll go on. Is that all right? First thing I want to talk about is that the role of the father is to give that son or to give that daughter, to give that child some direction in their life from the Holy Ghost. That's first and foremost. Amen. That's what God wants to do. Amen. There's a seat on the inside of the father to do that. Jesus gave us the Father's Day gift of his father for this very reason here. Let's go to John chapter 8, verse 39. We're going to be studying the Father's heart of God. Amen? John chapter 8, verse 39. They answered and said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus saith unto them, If ye were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now ye seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father. Everybody say, we're going to do a spiritual DNA test. Anybody ever pass those signs on the freeway, who's the father? And you can go in and get a DNA test, amen? Well, you can do some spiritual DNA tests to find out who's the father of this spiritual child, amen?
Everybody can't claim Abraham as their father, and everybody can't claim God the Father in heaven as their father until they've been redeemed. Amen? But you're going to find out what Jesus said. Amen? Who was what? The only begotten Son. Amen? He'll tell you who the Father is. Somebody say, Jesus' DNA test. It says, listen, ye do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, We be not born of fornication. We have one Father, even God. Isn't that what everybody's saying today? Jesus said unto them, If God were your Father, ye would love me. Somebody say, wow. How would you like to have that Father's Day? You go to give a Father's Day present, you find out, amen, you go and Sally Jesse, he's not your father after all. We are so quick to call things, amen, and to take certain things for granted, amen. But Jesus said, if God were your Father, you would love me. Everybody wants to call God the big God, the creator of all gods. He's my Father, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Well, he's not your dad until you start to obey the truth of Jesus Christ. You're going to find that out in Scripture. Amen. He says, Jesus said unto them, if God were your Father, ye would love me, for I proceeded forth and come from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Where do you not understand my speech, even because ye cannot hear my word? Somebody say, God's children hear his voice, and they hear his word. We're going to find out, this is the time and this is the generation, amen, where the hearts of the children will be turned to the Father, amen. And the Father will be turned to the heart of the child, amen. But we can't expect that to happen in the natural realm until there's a spiritual revolution in the spiritual realm. Do you hear what I'm saying? Until we get our relation back together again with God the Father. Somebody, it starts in heaven and works its way down to earth. Amen. Why do we see so many homes wrecked and so many fathers running away? Amen. Children disrespecting their father. Why? We reap what we sow. Your gift this morning, amen, is right relationship with the number one Father. Hallelujah. God the Father in heaven. God the Father wants a Father's Day gift this morning. Amen. Think about him. When's the last time you called him Father? The phones are ringing all over the place this morning. Everybody calling Dad. No matter, didn't care what that dad did for the last 40 or 50 years, but everybody's getting a phone call, a bow tie or a long necktie and some boxer shorts. But the Father of all fathers, the great creator, amen? I hear the voice of God this morning say, hey, I'm your Father this morning, amen? You have a Father in heaven, amen? He said, because you hear my words, ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. You want to find a father, amen? He was a murderer from the beginning, and he abode not in the truth, because the truth is not in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Someone said, DNA test. A DNA test to tell what sort you are. Amen? Ezekiel. Glory to God. We thank God for godly fathers. Amen? Thank God for godly heavenly fathers that know God the Father. Amen? That can demonstrate his power. Amen? That can demonstrate his nature and his essence. Amen? Maybe we can tell some stories tonight. You know, and do some of those things, but it's more important to say what God's word says. Amen. Amen. This morning. Amen. I know several young people and different people that get out there, Father's Day. Thank God for if you had a dad like Brother Ralph. Amen. Amen. That loved Jesus. Amen. That brought his kids up in the ways of the world, or Brother Jerry, or some of the, amen, that brought them up in the ways of the word. But what about those children, amen, that didn't have a dad that brought the kids up in the ways of the word? Amen? What about those that when they went, instead of getting a hand of prayer, amen, they got a black eye? Amen? What about those that you can't follow? Amen. There are a lot of people that are trapped like that. I had some young people say, listen, I can't follow my dad because he doesn't know the ways of God. That's not a role model. Amen. I don't want to be caught up in all that stuff. Look at this and you get some deliverance this morning. Somebody say amen. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 19. Thank God. I'll tell you what, you didn't grow up in heaven. You grew up in America. Glory to God. You grew up in the world. Not everybody has a righteous example as a dad. Amen. What say ye? Why doth not the son bear the iniquity of the father? When the son hath done that which is lawful and right, and keep all my statutes and hath done them, he shall surely live. The soul that sinneth, it shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father. Neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. That's another point we want to make. Do y'all mind if we just teach these things while people are focusing on fatherhood? Because these are issues that address people today. People are trying to find deliverance. Amen. We got to get past the point where we say, like father, like son. Amen. Well, if you don't got a father, it's like Jesus. Glory to God. Be it not so. People do change and people can go on and create and live a higher life and live a standard. Amen. If your dad lived a hellacious life, that doesn't mean you have to live a hellacious life. Amen. If your dad beat mama, you don't have to beat mama. Amen. If your dad didn't follow hard after God, doesn't mean you don't have to follow hard after God. Amen. You got a father in heaven who sets the example. Amen. And you follow his footsteps. Amen. And you rejoice in that. He said he is a father to the fatherless. You're no longer stuck to walk the same path of the ungodly and the unrighteous. Amen. People are, we want to be so politically correct. Amen. That we refuse to teach the word of God. Amen. But Jesus came to set the captives free. Amen. From generational curses. Amen. And bondages and habitual lifestyles. Amen. And ruts. You can come out from it because of Jesus Christ. Amen. If you had a father that was walking in the ways of the world, Jesus gave you a Father's Day gift this morning. He gave you his father. And you can have his nature, his essence, his love, amen, his mindset, amen. You can have his fruit flowing from your life. There's a way out. Somebody say amen. You don't have to be stuck. You can turn it over, amen. Say the iniquities of those that have gone on before me, I don't have them anymore. Glory to God. Praise God. And you can go to Father's Day with joy and celebration and celebrating God the Father. Amen. That doesn't mean you dishonor Father, but you can go there and say, look where the Lord has brought me from. Glory to God. I'm no longer stuck in the rut that those have been in that have gone on before me. I'm free to be what God wants me to be. Therefore, there is no condemnation. You're not boxed in. You're not locked up. You can be all that God wants you to be. I want you to know you're free this Father's Day. Amen. Because of God the Father. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Somebody say no excuses. Amen. You can be a good dad. Hallelujah. And God will deliver you from that. They say people get in the same habits and the same ruts as those going before. That's no excuse. I want you to know this Father's Day that God sets you free. You know, it's not the same thing for everybody. On some Father's Day, some people remember the big wheels and bicycles and fishing trips. Glory to God. Not everybody remembers the same thing. But I want you to remember what Jesus did. Amen. I believe Father's Day on Sunday morning, you can go to lunch, amen, and talk about these other things. Amen. But Father's Day is a day that we should focus on the fatherhood gift of God the Father. Amen. That we have a Father. Amen. That we have a great and wonderful Father. Amen. In heaven. Glory to God. Now listen. I got some more stuff you might. Somebody say, well, he's all in the Old Testament this morning. Don't he ever get out of the Old Testament? Amen. So we've learned two things this morning. Amen. That God is a father to the fatherless. Everybody's got a father this morning. Isn't that good news? Hallelujah. Everybody's got a dad this morning. Isn't that good? God promises that in his word. Amen. So I want you to celebrate Father's Day with God the Father this morning. Amen. And even if you had a sorry one, glory to God, you're not stuck in the rut with that. Amen. But there's some other stuff. Amen. Somebody say, God wants to celebrate Father's Day this morning. Say it one more time. Look at somebody and say, God wants to participate in your Father's Day. How many of you came in here expecting me to preach about your dad? How many people came in here expecting me to do that? Amen. Amen. Well, I'm preaching about God the Father this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm preaching about the Father. Amen. Creator of all things, King of all things. Amen. Hallelujah. One you should passion about. I'm talking about Dad this morning. Amen. Maybe we should start a business next year. Amen. Get a Christmas rack. Get a card rack out there. Father's Day cards for God the Father. Amen. Yea, when my mother, earthly mother and father forsook me, then the Lord, he took me up. God, you've been there when nobody else was there. Amen. You made a way when nobody else made a way. Amen. When I was lonely and all by myself, you put a song in my heart. Somebody say, Happy Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Hallelujah. Glory to God this morning. Now listen, God doesn't have a problem with you loving earthly dads. You should, and you should honor them. You should honor those fathers. Do you hear me? When you know God the Father, amen, in heaven, you'll learn to honor your earthly father. You're in some sad shape when you don't honor an earthly father that walks after God. Amen, but if they're not walking after God, amen, you love them, amen, in a different way. But you're in trouble. Your relationship with those with the righteous father. Do you hear what I'm saying? I'm saying the righteous father will affect your relationship with your heavenly father. Because there's something that your heavenly father put in the righteous father, amen, to give you. And when you dishonor, amen, the covenant of the righteous father, amen, you dishonor something about God, amen. And we don't want to do that. Now listen, somebody said he shouldn't be talking about God. How many feel uncomfortable with me talking about God the Father this morning instead of talking about Daddy? Amen. Where are we going to get in the Word? Amen. So y'all can confront me with the Word. He shouldn't have done that this morning. Amen. Listen, let's go here. Matthew chapter 23, verse 9. Thank God for a Holy Ghost church. Amen. In your word will we meditate day and night. His word giveth light. Amen. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Any area where the word of God is accurately taught will bring demonstration of what God intended. Hallelujah. It'll make things better. Amen. Revelation of his word will make things better. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I expect as you sit under this word, amen, you dads and you children, I expect your relationship to get better. I expect you to become better fathers, amen. I had a best friend call me last night and say, hey, I'm a dad now. Amen. So happy Father's Day to you. Say, so am I, amen. How many you got? I got about 80 to 70 of them, amen. Hallelujah. Y'all sitting in here. Hallelujah. And it said, call no man your father upon the earth. For one is your father which is in heaven. Now, those of us, you know, we would always say, that's just talking to the Catholics. No, that's talking to you. That's talking to you. It's not wrong when the Catholics call their priest father. It's just a form of them, you know, that's nothing wrong with that because they're not calling him father in reference and context to this scripture. All right? You studied that yourself. Amen. But what he was trying to teach his disciples something. Amen. He's talking about unrighteousness. Amen. He said, call no man upon the earth your father. Amen. Don't expect him to be your source. Amen. Don't expect him to give you your identity. Somebody say, amen. So if you don't got anybody to call dad this morning, you're in good shape. Amen. And say, where is this man going? I'm just reading the Bible. Maybe she just left the scripture. I couldn't powder it up any better than that. Jesus said it. Somebody said, wow, what do you mean? What do you mean? This is what Jesus taught. This is what Jesus taught. Hallelujah. This is what that means that you've got to know that you've got two fathers. Amen. And one comes before the other. Amen. And when you get it right, amen, guess what? The other thing will come together. You'll get deliverance. Amen. You'll get victory, amen. And that relationship between the earthly father will increase in a level better than everybody else's because you know what's right, amen. And you're not expecting that earthly father to do what only your heavenly father can do. Always blaming dad about something. How many luncheon meals are going to turn into, well, dad, now that I gave you your card, you remember what you did to me or what you didn't do, what you said and what you didn't say, amen. Amen. those tears that I love you, Daddy, turn into you were just sorry. Amen. How many times did that come out? Why? Because people are expecting earthly fathers, amen, to be what only the heavenly Father can be to them. Amen. And you earthly fathers have a responsibility to introduce them to the only Father. Amen. Amen. No kind of dad would not introduce a child to their father. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's go here. Matthew chapter 10, verse 37. Are we learning anything this morning? I'm not preaching down dads. You'll be in trouble if you do, if you dishonor your dad. This scripture does not give you a reference to back, you know, to come against dad. You're in trouble. You're a dead man. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Well, that's in cases of iniquity. There are certain habitual things that people do that are just not right. And they're stuck in that right. Well, daddy believed this way and daddy walked this way, so I need to walk this way. I need to obey his, unrighteous lifestyle. And that's what Jesus is talking about. When we obey or love in the places of obedience and walk in people's footsteps just because they did it before me. Somebody say iniquity. Daddy was always drunk on weekends, so I need to obey his example. When you obey unrighteous examples of even parents, glory to God, you're in trouble. You're not worthy of the anointing of Jesus Christ. One thing that you got to realize is that God is your Father and he is your example. And that's who you want to fashion yourself after. And if you want to be a true disciple of Jesus Christ, you got to be willing to cut away anything. Amen. That is unlike your heavenly Father. Not obey any train habit. You know, different people in different cultures, you know, it's just a cultural thing. Everybody does this in my culture. You know, we all do this. And we're going to obey that lifestyle and take security in that. But until we refuse to follow the generations before us in cases of iniquity, we're going to be in some trouble. Amen. Are we learning anything this morning? Does he get, somebody say, "Woo, what, love that morning." Say, "Daddy, I love you, amen, but I'm not going to walk down that path, amen." Some daddies couldn't stand when people turn charismatic, amen. "Daddy, I love you, but I'm going to love God." Amen. Daddy might not like that. I've seen different people give their heart to Jesus Christ and go with a strong commitment, but it didn't fit in the family culture. It didn't fit in the family set. We all do this. "Daddy, I love you, but I love my father." Hallelujah. What are you teaching? Amen. The word of God. It gets rough. Jesus was a rougher preacher than I was. Do you know that? Many of you be walking out a lot of Jesus' message. Amen. I mean, there'd be many Buddhists today. Amen. If they heard Jesus preach. I'm serious. You wouldn't want to hear Jesus preach. You think I mean, Jesus preached some rough message. He called, there were one message. You remember he called people dogs? He called one woman a dog in a message. He preached another message, called them children of snakes. Amen. Then he preached this other message and called them children of the devil. Hallelujah. The word is true all the time. Amen. And I tell you, the Holy Ghost anointing is in this place. Amen. And it's the anointing that breaks the yoke of bondage. Amen. Get over it or stay in it. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. It's the word that pulls us out. Amen. Woohoo! And somebody, Jesse, likes that thing Brother Rodney Howard Brown taught. He said, listen, I tell you what, the river of offense is the river of deliverance. The river of offense is the river of deliverance. So when you find something hitting that tar, and somebody say, you're about to get delivered, glory to God. I'm going to let you know straight up, there's some mess in you, glory to God. You don't got wings yet, amen. You're not completely sanctified, completely delivered. There's a whole lot of hell in you that still needs to come out. Somebody say glory to God. And the only way it'll come out to have it preached to you, amen, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. The light comes on and all the stuff shows up. We want God all over our life, amen. I want God in my house. I want God in my car. I want God in my fatherhood relationship.
I want God in my relationship with my mother. Amen. I want God in my relationship with my family and my friends and my church. And the only way he will get there is the revelation of his word. Hallelujah. This is enough to set people free. There are so many people seeing a psychologist today and psychiatrist today because they refuse to look at the word of God. Well, I'm beating my wife because all I saw all my days is my daddy beating my mama. Amen. Well, the sins. Amen. Oh, glory. I'm calling you a liar this morning, devil. Glory to God. You're delivered. I don't care what you saw all those days. Behold, he's given you a new mind. Amen. He's renewed your mind. Old things are passed away. Behold, everything has become new. Glory to God. I expect some lifestyle and some habitual things to change because of the word of God. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. You've got a new family, a new bloodline on the inside of you. He'll wash you whiter than snow. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you what, this Christian thing's a family thing. You can't join in. You must be born in. Glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You can't join in this Christian thing. You must be born in this Christian thing. And if you're born in something, glory to God. If you're born into something, there's a daddy somewhere, and it's God the Father. Thank God for the revelation of the fatherhood's heart of God. Amen. Here's a good one for you. Luke chapter 14, verse 26. You, some of you that are offended this morning, you get your Bible out and just go through it all over the place and preach me down later on. Amen. Says this, if any man come to me and hate not, I'm not preaching against dad, I'm teaching the word. Amen. His father and mother and wife and children and brother and sisters, yea, his own life, he cannot be my disciple. And that word hate means detest. And what is he talking about? Detest the person? No, detest unrighteousness. Don't cover it up. Amen. Right is right and wrong is wrong. Amen. In our church, amen, not just our church, but just the church in general, amen, we have a problem having the church come and Christians mature to the stature that God requires them to mature to. Why? Amen. Churches usually aren't able to overcome their cultural boundaries for this reason. People refusing to test unrighteousness. They don't want to let mama down. They don't want to let daddy down. Amen. There were some cultural boundaries that I had to overcome. Amen. Even religious cultural boundaries. Amen. You know, we don't do those kind of things. You don't go south. You stay Church of God in Christ. You stay right in here. Amen. Do what everybody else did. Amen. But I had to hate the ways of, amen, that of just the status quo and of natural society and natural culture. Amen. To pick up the ways of my Father in heaven. Amen. So I want you to identify the righteousness in your dad, but also identify unrighteousness and detest it. Amen. That's a part of discipleship. Amen. Don't approve of it. Amen. Glory to God. Detest it. Amen. Somebody say glory to God and you'll be able to overcome it. Somebody say glory to God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I got a father in heaven. We're getting there. Glory to God. It gets better. It gets better. It gets better. Anybody enjoying this morning? Amen. Hallelujah. Well, there comes the thing about discipleship. Somebody say amen. You cannot be a true disciple of Jesus Christ until you learn of the fatherhood relationship. Amen. All we pick up is, oh, receive Jesus into your heart and do all these things. All those things are great, but Jesus turns you over to the Father. You've got to have a relationship with the Father. And in studying this message, I could have taught one message, just the relationship of Jesus to God the Father. Many of the things that we have today are nothing but a fruit of Jesus' relationship to the Father. He was always talking about his dad. Said, the things that I see my Father do, that thing I do. Amen. My Father sent me. Somebody say, I and my Father are one. Amen. And that's what this body needs to be about today. Amen. We got to know God our Father. Amen. And start to act like him and start to walk like him and start to talk like him. Amen. It's a fatherhood relation thing. Just like daddy. Amen. Just like child. But it should be the Father in heaven. Amen. Follow him.
But there are steps to getting there. Amen. I want to be just like my Father in heaven. Amen. I got a Father's Day gift from Jesus Christ. He gave me his daddy. Amen. And I want to be just like him. Amen. Born into this family. Amen. What a gift. What a gift. And Jesus, Matthew chapter 4, verse 18. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea. And they were fishers. Somebody say fishers. And he said unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from hence, he saw other two brethren, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in the ship with the Zebedee their father, mending their nets, and he called them. Somebody say, in their father's ship. Somebody say, in their father's ship. Hallelujah. There's a time to be in the ship. Amen. But Jesus calls you out of that ship every once in a while. Somebody say amen. And they immediately left the ship of what? They immediately left the ship of their father and did what? You're not going to be able to completely follow the Father to where he wants to go until you are willing. Not to dishonor, amen, but to leave the ship. Amen. That boat don't float everywhere. Everybody's got to learn that. Somebody say, my Father's boat won't float everywhere. That's why Jesus calls us out of the boat. Amen. Into the realm of the Spirit. Amen. Into the realm of the Spirit. Glory to God. God doesn't want you to be limited to just earthbound things. Amen. Go on with the things of God. There's much more to learn out there. Much more to become. Amen. And they immediately left their father's ship and followed him. Amen. Listen. Matthew chapter 5, verse 16. And let your light so shine before them that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Somebody say, when you let your light shine, they'll see whose daddy you are. That's how Jesus discerned whose kids people were. When the lights came on, he could tell whose kid they were by their father. He could tell who was the father by their actions. Matthew chapter 5, verse 45. That ye may be children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh the sun to rise on the good and the evil, and rain upon the unjust and the just. Now Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. Somebody say, you got a dad. Now if you were part of the royal family, Queen Elizabeth's family, they taught you how to be one of those people. Amen. But I want you to know what kind of family you belong to. Amen. Who's your dad? You know, people are lying and say, I'm this way because my dad was this way. I got this hang up because my dad was this. My dad hung this hang up. Amen. Even in the Old Testament, they set us free from that mess. Amen. Somebody say, no more excuses. Aren't you glad that we can take these excuses away? The iniquities won't follow us beyond. Somebody say, you're delivered from that. Amen. Now, here in the New Testament, it says, listen, be ye therefore perfect even as your Father. Somebody say, glory to God. In heaven is perfect. Glory to God. Amen. You can have a righteous, right life, and you can grow to be all that God wants you to be solely based on who your Father is. Somebody say, it's already spoken. Be ye perfect. Jesus said it. Somebody say, amen. Be ye perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Somebody say, amen. Somebody say, it's in my blood to do right. When you're born again, it's in your right. It just happens naturally. Thank God for a father. Thank God for good blood. Amen. Somebody say, he looks like a Christian. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. When you develop this fatherhood relationship with Jesus Christ, you will pick up this thing here. Let's go here. Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. But thou, when thou prayest, enterest into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father. Somebody say, pray to the Father. Where? Where are you going to pray? Pray to the Father which is in secret, and thy Father which is in secret shall reward thee openly. But when you pray, you shall not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for that they think that they shall be heard by much speaking. But not ye therefore like unto them. For your who knoweth? For your Father knoweth what you have need of. Well, that scripture is there to tell us when we have a fatherhood relationship with God the Father, our prayer life will change. I noticed when I got to Christ for the Nation, you know, my prayer life changed. And I had gone through several different things in several different stages where they taught you, you know, worship will teach you who your dad is. And I found out that as I got into the worship and praise, I went through a season and got the revelation of the word that my prayer life changed. Amen. And I just began to pray, and I would get stuck on certain words like Father. Everybody say Father. Say it one more time. Father. Your prayer life will increase when you know who your Father in heaven is. After this manner pray ye, our Father which is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Other gifts that come to us when we have revelation of the fatherhood heart of God is Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. Let's go there. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask? Somebody say amen. When you have revelation of your Father in heaven, amen, better things start to be given, amen. So we know that our prayer life changes from revelation of the fatherhood heart of God, amen, that our reception changes because of the revelation of the fatherhood heart of God. Matthew chapter 7, verse 9, amen. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will, somebody say the will, of whom? He that does the will of whom? The Father, which is in heaven. So this kingdom life, somebody say righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Revelation of the fatherhood relationship of the Father in heaven will give us greater entrance into the heavenly kingdom. Somebody say amen. Those are the ones that are able to enter into the kingdom. Somebody say hallelujah. And another of his disciples said this unto him. Matthew chapter 8, verse 21. And another of his disciples said unto him, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. But Jesus said unto him, follow me and let the dead bury the dead. Somebody say, amen. Somebody say, don't even bury the old things. Let's go to Matthew chapter 10, verse 19. What are we talking about this morning? Somebody say the revelation of the fatherhood-God relationship with the believer. Matthew chapter 10, verse 19. But when they deliver you up, take no thought on what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak, for it is not ye that shall speak, but the Spirit. Somebody say the Spirit of the Father. Say it one more time. The Spirit of the Father. There is a Spirit of the Father. And we need to become acquainted when we sing songs like, Father, we love you, we praise you, we adore you. Jesus, we love you, we praise you. Holy Spirit, we love you, we praise you, we adore you. There is a Spirit of the Father. And those that have the Spirit of the Father on the inside of them, that know who they are in Christ Jesus, amen, that know they have a heavenly Father, they will be those that are able to quote this verse, amen. It will be the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. Write this down in your notes. Father's heart relationship in demonstration. Go to Matthew chapter 11, verse 25. At that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemeth good in thy sight, all things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father, neither knoweth any man the Father save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. This relationship, this Godhood-fatherhood relationship, is a gift from Jesus. And no one will know this fatherhood relationship unless it were given him of Jesus Christ. Amen? Matthew chapter 12, verse 50. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. Now, you're not going to be able to do the will of the Father until you know the Father. Jesus doesn't call anybody his brother, sister, or anything, amen, until they do the will. Somebody say amen. Until he's able to identify, amen, do the DNA test of what sort and who they are. And when Jesus said, that was my brother, things happen. When Jesus says, that was my sister, that's when things happen. That's when we're able to use the name of Jesus. Amen. When he begins to see our relationship with the Father, we're going to find out that our Christian identity will become known in heaven and also in earth as we begin to do and act like the Father which is in heaven. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise God. One scripture I do want you to look at it right here. Matthew chapter 15. We're going to find in reference the story of the prodigal son. And he said, a certain man had two sons. The younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in the land, and he began to be in want. And when he had went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, he sent him into the fields to feed the swines. And he would have fain and have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat. And no man did give him anything. First of all, we want you to realize that people that don't have revelation of the fatherhood heart of God, amen, they waste their substance. Amen. There are many people wasting their life away, amen, because they don't know God the Father and they're not with him, amen? Amen. And there is coming a famine on the land. Do you hear what I'm saying? There is coming a famine on the land that only revelation of the Father's heart will satisfy, amen? Now go on to Luke chapter 15, verse 17. And when he came to himself, this is what I want to happen this morning. Amen. This is why I'm teaching on this thing, because I want people to come to themselves. He said, how many hired servants of my father's have had bread enough to spare, and I here perish with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against thee. I am no longer worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. And when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion on him, and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight. I am no longer worthy to be called thy son. But the father said to his son, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and alive and is alive again. Somebody say, he was lost. Say, he was lost. I want you to know there are many lost sons in this place this morning. Amen. There are many lost people. Amen. Fathers give children their direction. Fathers give children their identity. Amen. But God's going to give that identity back and direction back again. Amen. That we don't have to follow the direction of the wayward. Amen. But we can follow the direction of God the Father. He is lost and is found, and they began to be merry. Everybody say praise the Lord. Say it again.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Why don't you stand up right where you are? I believe that's a lot of food for thought for Father's Day, isn't it? That's a big Father's Day meal, isn't it? Somebody say, I want to know you, God, with all of my heart, with all of my soul. and with all of my mind. Jesus is getting ready to come back again. And who is he coming back again for? His children. Do you hear what I'm saying? And this the revelation of this word, amen? He's coming back for his seed, amen? He sees his children far off because they're coming back home again. Amen? And the place where we'll make merry again, somebody say amen, is in the kingdom of our God, amen? People are tired of eating pig sow stuff, amen? Pig slop, amen? We want to eat the good word of God the Father, amen? We're tired of doing the works, amen, of this thing that arrested us and stole us away. There have been so many people that have been kidnapped by the devil. Glory to God. But God wants you back again. Amen. Amen. He sees you're far off. Amen. He's coming running to you this morning and say, hey, not only am I your God, but I'm your Father. Amen. I'm your Father. Amen. I'll forgive you. And I'll put my coat on your back. I'll put my ring on your finger. I won't beat you. I'll lift you up. Amen. I'll bless you in heavenly places and also on earth. I want you to know you got a Father this morning. Amen. This is what Father's Day is all about, amen? Don't walk out of here just the same way, amen? Walk out of here knowing that you're a part of something bigger than yourself, amen? Walk out of here knowing, glory to God, that God's got a purpose for your life, amen? That you're not on by yourself, that he's always been there, amen? And he'll always be there, amen? He'll even speak through you, glory to God, amen? Hallelujah! Thank you, Jesus. Today is the day to come home. Glory to God. Today is the day to come home and get in a relationship with the number one dad. Amen. Have a feast this morning. Forget the things of the world. Amen. Get this thing right. Hallelujah. Somebody say, Father. Hallelujah. Father. Say it one more time. Father God. Say, our Father. Hallelujah. Which art in heaven. Glory to God. He's your dad. Amen. That's your Father's Day gift this morning. Amen. That's the gift it's given this morning. Revelation that everybody's got a dad in heaven. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I want you to nurture that relationship that you might be able to receive the reward of that relationship. Somebody say amen. This is the season and this is the hour and this is the time where the hearts of the Father will go to the children. The fatherhood heart of God is going out to his seed this morning. Amen. And the heart of his children are going out to him. Somebody say, I want to know you, God. Amen. More intimately. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. If you're here this morning, I don't want anybody to leave, especially before we take this morning's offering. Amen. Amen. But if you're here this morning, amen. Krista, would you play for us? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Some of you haven't talked to your dad in a long time. Amen. Some of you have been out there eating in pig troughs. Somebody say, glory to God. Out there with riotous people. Amen. Amen. Citizens of this earth. Amen. Notice that prodigal son was out there with the citizens of that city. Amen. Earthbound. But I want you to know that you're part of a kingdom beyond this kingdom. And your Father's the ruler of that kingdom and King of all kings. You're a king this morning. You're a prince this morning. Glory to God. You got royal blood flowing through your veins. Amen. And this word has shed light on who you are this morning. Amen. And what you belong to. Amen. And what you have available to you. Glory to God. God wants you to start to walk that way and live that way. But you won't be able to walk that way until somebody tells you who you are. Somebody say obedience. Obedience. Say it one more time. Honor thy Father. Say, Father, this morning, I will honor you. I will honor my relationship with you. I will love you and hate, amen, the God of this world. Rebellion, amen. Wickedness, amen. But I'm going to love you with all of my heart, all of my soul, all of my mind, amen. I just want to be your child this morning. Amen. Just want you to be my dad and everything else will flow from that. Amen. This miracle of Christianity will happen when we get the revelation of who our Father is. That message meant anything to you this morning as those are praying in the Holy Ghost. Somebody say amen. I just want to agree with anybody, amen, that this message has given them revelation and they want to walk on this message this morning. And you want to make this thing sure. As Will gets his lights together, amen, just bring it. Amen. Say, Father, this morning, I've forgotten who I am sometime, amen. I just thought I was just a Christian, just somebody that went to church and spoke in tongues. I forgot that I got a dad in heaven. I don't want to forget this again. I don't want to forget this again. I want to live like you. I want to walk like you. Thank you for being my Father. Would you come forward this morning? Would you please come? If God's touching on your heart this morning, would you please come? Glory to God. Let's just pray in the Holy Ghost. Come to your Father. He sees you running off this morning. Come to your Father. He'll be there for you. He'll be there for you. In the name of Jesus, let's just pray in the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your Father. Praise your Father. Praise your Father. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Minister to our heart this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus, minister to this heart this morning. I believe by the Spirit of God, amen, people will refuse to run from their Father, but will run to their Father. In every dimension and in every way. Hallelujah. We're not going to embarrass anybody this morning. That's okay to be, amen, right here where you are. Hallelujah. Well, as those are praying softly, Jesse, why don't you just be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Brother Al. Amen. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and lightly take it. Amen. Just receive this morning's offering this morning. Were y'all blessed by that this morning? Amen. Hallelujah.
Well, let's prepare to receive this morning's tithe and offering. You know, being that it's Father's Day, I think it would be wrong for anyone to prepare in their heart a special gift for their earthly father and not consider their heavenly father and their father's kingdom. God spoke to me on that a couple years ago. I was all bent out of shape because I didn't have any money, and I was trying to do something special for my dad and totally blew it and had nothing on Sunday to give God. God really convicted me about that. We need to get our priorities straight. So as you do this, this is a time to give into the kingdom, but this is a time to give to God and bless Him. When you give to this church, you're giving into God's kingdom and you're empowering and enabling the kingdom of God to grow. We can wait just a minute. If you've got your seed ready and you're giving by cash, we have envelopes here. If you'd like one, raise your hand, or Brother Rex has them in the back. All right. Well, let's lift our seed up. We thank you, Father. And we just say a happy Father's Day to you, Father, the Father of all things, the Creator of all things, Father. Even those of us that have had good earthly fathers, no man can always be there. Every man will fail you at one time or another, but you've always been there, and you've been faithful for everyone in here, Father. You've been a father to everybody in here when they had no earthly father, when they had no one that cared about them. Father, your word says that not even a sparrow falls from the sky and you don't know about it. And it says that you have every hair on our hair numbered. Lord, you know us and you take good care of us. And we thank you, Father. You've been more faithful than we ever deserve or could ever imagine. And we just thank you and we honor you. And Lord, I thank you for this offering, Father. And I pray a supernatural blessing on every seed. We call that money in that the ministry needs right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it. I call every need in this place met by your supernatural power right now in Jesus' name. I call every bill paid, every debt canceled in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Amen. Well, we can bring this up. Amen. Crystal, just keep playing. Thank you. Crystal can just keep playing for a few minutes. If you want to just sit here and pray or whatever, you can hang around. If you want to talk, you're free to go. Just if you want to carry on a conversation, do it out in the lobby in case the Lord still wants to minister to some people and just honor the atmosphere. But other than that, I believe that you are free to go. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Gave you a good report. Somebody gave you a great report.
Who's that?
Somebody gave somebody, it was somebody said